This is Sherry Punjab Radio AM 600 Vancouver.
ਇਰਾਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਗੱਲ ਠਰਦੀ ਪ੍ਰਤੀਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੀ। ਦਰਅਸਲ ਜਦੋਂ ਲੋਕ ਬਹੁਤੇ ਔਖੇ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਨੇ ਮਹਿੰਗਾਈ ਕਰਕੇ, ਬੇਰੁਜ਼ਗਾਰੀ ਕਰਕੇ, ਸਰਕਾਰਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਪ੍ਰਬੰਧ ਦੀਆਂ ਪ੍ਰਸ਼ਾਸਨ ਦੀਆਂ ਵਧੀਕੀਆਂ ਕਰਕੇ ਜਦੋਂ ਜੀਵਨ ਨਿਰਬਾਹ ਬਹੁਤ ਔਖਾ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ, ਫਿਰ ਕੀ ਇਰਾਨ ਇੱਕ ਆਮ ਜਿਹੀ ਦਿਖਾਈ ਦੇਣ ਵਾਲੀ ਘਟਨਾ ਵੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਫਲੇਅਰ ਅਪ ਕਰਦੀ ਹੈ ਵੱਡੇ ਪੱਧਰ 'ਤੇ ਹੋਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਵਖਾਵਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ। ਆਮ ਘਟਨਾ ਤਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ, ਖੈਰ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਆਮ ਕਹਿਣਾ ਤਾਂ ਮੇਰੇ ਖਿਆਲ ਜਾਇਜ਼ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਏਗਾ, ਪਰ ਇੱਕ ਘਟਨਾ ਜਿਹੋ ਜਿਹੀਆਂ ਘਟਨਾਵਾਂ ਅਕਸਰ ਵਾਪਰਦੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਤਾਂ ਆਪਾਂ ਅੱਖੋਂ ਪਰੋਖੇ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਬਹੁਤਾ ਮੀਡੀਆ ਉੱਧਰ ਨੂੰ ਧਿਆਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦਾ। ਇਰਾਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇੱਕ 22 ਵਰ੍ਹਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਲੜਕੀ, ਨੌਜਵਾਨ ਲੜਕੀ ਆਪਣੇ ਭਰਾ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਇੱਕ ਵੱਡੇ ਸ਼ਹਿਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਿਸੇ ਕਾਰਨ ਗਈ ਸੀਗੀ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹਦਾ ਕਿਤੇ ਕੱਪੜਾ ਲੱਤਾ ਥੋੜ੍ਹਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਢਿੱਲਾ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ, ਸਰੀਰ ਤੋਂ ਥੋੜ੍ਹਾ ਬਹੁਤਾ ਚੱਕਿਆ ਗਿਆ, ਚਮੜੀ ਦਿਖਣ ਲੱਗੀ। ਔਰ ਇਰਾਨ ਦੀ ਇੱਕ ਸੋ ਕਾਲਡ ਮੋਰੈਲਿਟੀ ਪੁਲਿਸ ਹੈਗੀ ਹੈ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਇਸ ਲੜਕੀ ਨੂੰ ਜਿਹਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਮਹਾਸਾ ਐਮੇਨੀ ਹੈ ਨੂੰ ਹਿਰਾਸਤ ਵਿੱਚ ਲੈ ਲਿਆ ਅਤੇ ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਸਮਝਿਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਤਸ਼ੱਦਦ ਕੀਤਾ, ਉਹਦੇ ਸਿਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬਟਾਨ ਤੱਕ ਮਾਰੇ। ਔਰ ਦੋਸ਼ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਕਿ ਇਰਾਨੀਅਨ ਮੋਰੈਲਿਟੀ ਪੁਲਿਸ ਦੇ ਤਸ਼ੱਦਦ ਕਰਕੇ ਇਸ ਲੜਕੀ ਦੀ, 22 ਵਰ੍ਹਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਲੜਕੀ ਦੀ ਮੌਤ ਹੋ ਗਈ ਹੈ। ਤਾਂ ਦੋਸ਼ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਹੈ, ਵੈਸੇ ਤਾਂ ਖਬਰਾਂ 'ਚ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੁਣਿਆ ਹੈਗਾ, ਇਹ ਗੱਲ ਕੋਈ ਨਵੀਂ ਤਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ, ਕਈ ਦਿਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਲਗਾਤਾਰ ਉੱਥੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਵੱਡੇ ਪੱਧਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਪ੍ਰੋਟੈਸਟ ਹੋ ਰਿਹਾ। ਦੋਸ਼ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਪ੍ਰਸ਼ਾਸਨ ਦਾ ਕਹਿਣਾ ਹੈ, ਜਿਵੇਂ ਕਿ ਮੋਰੈਲਿਟੀ ਪੁਲਿਸ ਦੇ ਉੱਚੇ ਅਧਿਕਾਰੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਕਹਿਣਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉਹਦੀ ਮੌਤ, ਲੜਕੀ ਦੀ 22 ਵਰ੍ਹਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਲੜਕੀ ਦੀ ਮੌਤ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਦਿਲ ਦਾ ਦੌਰਾ ਪੈਣ ਕਾਰਨ ਹੋਈ ਹੈ, ਪਰ ਨਹੀਂ। ਦਰਅਸਲ ਮਾਪੇ ਕਲੇਮ ਕਰਦੇ ਨੇ ਔਰ ਤਸਵੀਰਾਂ ਦੱਸਦੀਆਂ ਨੇ, ਕੁਝ ਪ੍ਰਮਾਣ ਐਸੇ ਸਮਝਦੇ ਨੇ ਵਿਖਾਵਾਕਾਰੀ ਕਿ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲ ਗਏ ਨੇ ਕਿ ਉਹਦੀ ਮੌਤ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਤਸ਼ੱਦਦ ਕਰਕੇ ਹੀ ਹੋਈ ਹੈ। ਅਤੇ ਹੁਣ ਮੈਂ ਦੱਸ ਰਿਹਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਕਿ ਔਰਤਾਂ 'ਤੇ ਸਖਤੀਆਂ ਨੇ, ਉੱਥੋਂ ਦਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕਾਇਦਾ ਕਾਨੂੰਨ ਹੈਗਾ ਧਾਰਮਿਕ ਕੱਟੜਤਾ ਦੇ ਪਾਨ ਚੜ੍ਹੀ ਹੋਈ ਹੈ ਹਰੇਕ ਕਾਨੂੰਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ, ਅਤੇ ਇਸ ਲੜਕੀ ਦੀ ਮੌਤ ਦੇ ਵਿਰੋਧ ਵਿੱਚ ਬਹੁਤ ਭਾਰੀ ਵਿਖਾਵੇ ਹੋਏ ਨੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕਿ ਹੁਣ ਟਿਕਣ ਦਾ ਨਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਲੈ ਰਹੇ, ਵਿਖਾਵੇ ਵੱਧ ਰਹੇ ਨੇ। 41 ਦੇ ਕਰੀਬ ਵਿਅਕਤੀ ਮਾਰੇ ਗਏ ਨੇ ਔਰ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਧੱਕਾ ਕਰ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ, ਸਰਕਾਰ 'ਤੇ ਦੋਸ਼ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਹੈ, ਨਿਜ਼ਾਮ 'ਤੇ ਦੋਸ਼ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਵਿਖਾਵਾਕਾਰੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਵਧੀਕੀਆਂ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਨੇ, ਖਾਸ ਕਰਕੇ ਕੁਰਦਿਸ਼ ਇਲਾਕਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ। ਕੁਰਦਿਸ਼ ਮੂਲ ਦੀ ਇਸ ਲੜਕੀ ਦਾ ਮਾਰਿਆ ਜਾਣਾ ਅਤੇ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਭਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਰਾਨ ਦੀ ਨਿਜ਼ਾਮ ਵੱਲੋਂ, ਇਰਾਨ ਦੀ ਸੋ ਕਾਲਡ ਮੋਰੈਲਿਟੀ ਪੁਲਿਸ ਦੇ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਢਾਏ ਗਏ ਇਸ ਤਸ਼ੱਦਦ ਦਾ ਜ਼ਿਕਰ ਹੋ ਰਿਹਾ। ਅੱਜ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਖਬਰਾਂ 'ਚ ਸੁਣਿਆ ਕਿ ਅੱਜ ਸਾਡੇ ਪ੍ਰਧਾਨ ਮੰਤਰੀ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜਸਟਿਨ ਟਰੂਡੋ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੇ ਵੀ ਐਲਾਨ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਸੈਂਕਸ਼ਨਜ਼ ਲਾਵਾਂਗੇ ਦਰਜਨਾਂ ਇਰਾਨੀਅਨ ਇੰਡੀਵਿਜੁਅਲਸ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਅਤੇ ਐਂਟੀਟੀਜ਼ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ, ਮੋਰੈਲਿਟੀ ਪੁਲਿਸ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ। ਅਜੇ ਬਹੁਤਾ ਸਪੈਸੀਫਿਕਲੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਜ਼ਿਕਰ ਕੀਤਾ ਗਿਆ ਕਿਹਦੇ ਕਿਹਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਸੈਂਕਸ਼ਨ ਲੱਗਣਗੀਆਂ, ਪਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਸੈਂਕਸ਼ਨ ਲਾਏ ਜਾਣ ਦਾ ਤਾਂ ਐਲਾਨ ਕਰ ਹੀ ਦਿੱਤਾ। ਇਰਾਨ ਦੇ ਇਕੱਲਾ ਕੁਰਦਿਸ਼ ਇਲਾਕਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤਾਂ ਸਖਤੀਆਂ ਹਨ ਹੀ ਖੈਰ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਇਰਾਨ ਦੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ 31 ਵੱਖ ਵੱਖਰੇ ਸੂਬਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸੰਘਰਸ਼ ਨੇ ਜਾਂ ਵਿਖਾਵੇ ਨੇ, ਉਸ ਮਾਰੀ ਗਈ ਲੜਕੀ ਦੇ ਹੱਕ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਉੱਠ ਖੜੀ ਹੋਈ ਆ, ਵਿਸ਼ਵ ਭਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਿਖਾਵੇ ਹੋਏ ਨੇ, ਸਾਡੇ ਵੈਨਕੂਵਰ 'ਚ ਇੱਥੇ ਭਾਰੀ ਇਕੱਠ ਹੋਇਆ। ਔਰ ਔਰਤਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਕਾਨੂੰਨਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਸਤਾਈਆਂ ਹੋਈਆਂ, ਮਾਰੀ ਗਈ ਮਹਾਸਾ ਐਮੀਨੀ ਦੇ ਹੱਕ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੋਲੀਡੈਰਿਟੀ ਦਾ ਪ੍ਰਗਟਾਅ ਕਰਦੀਆਂ ਹੋਈਆਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਤਨ ਤੋਂ ਕੱਪੜੇ ਲਾਹ ਲਾ ਕੇ ਸਰੀਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਇਰਾਨ ਦਾ ਵਿਰੋਧ ਕਰਦੀਆਂ ਅਤੇ ਮਹਾਸਾ ਐਮੀਨੀ ਦੇ ਹੱਕ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਾਅਰੇ ਲਿਖਦੇ ਹੋਈਆਂ ਕੁਝ ਵਿਖਾਵੇ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਨੇ। ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਸ਼ਾਮਲ ਨੇ ਇਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਫਰਹਦ ਸੂਫੀ ਹੋਣੀ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਨੇ ਉਹ ਇਰਾਨੀਅਨ ਮੂਲ ਦੇ ਨੇ ਅਤੇ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਰਾਈਟਸ ਦੇ ਐਡਵੋਕੇਟ ਨੇ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਵਿਖਾਵਿਆਂ ਬਾਰੇ ਸੰਖੇਪ ਜੀ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ। ਹੈਲੋ ਫਰੈਡ, ਸਤਿ ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ ਜੀ, ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਦਾ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ।
ਹੈਲੋ
ਸਰ, ਵੈਲਕਮ, ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ।
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for asking me to be in your program.
So we have been watching, we've been following this news, protests and everything all over, not only in Iran, in 31st states of Iran, It's going to all over the world now. So how would you depict the whole story and how would you tell us the updates on what's happening in Iran now?
See, what happens, this regime in Iran has been prosecuting people, especially women, for past 34 years. I mean, 44 years, because they have been in power for 44 years. And people are very frustrated. And that young 22-year-old woman, which came from Kurdistan, you know, like in one province of Iran, to Tehran, to the capital, to visit, to have a good, you know, like to have a holiday, and then was arrested. But the police, you know, the police, which is just, I mean, it's not the ordinary police. They're the police, which just have to, their job is to observe people, especially women, with their clothing. You know, if they are not wearing hijab or if they are wearing a loose hijab or different clothes, to arrest them. And that's what happened. You know, she was with her brother. She was arrested and took to the detention center. And then after 2 hours, they see the ambulance coming out of there. And then they took them to hospital, you know, and then they say, the doctor said, even when they took her to hospital, she was brain dead. You know, it's not like she had a life. But then after 3 days, she died. And that made a kind of thing that made the people very much angry, and they came out, and they are now been over a week now. They're starting second week of demonstration all over Iran, and I heard about 100 small city and villages that all came out, and then they're demonstrating, and they're not scared anymore, you know, like, and they've been shoot. And since then, I hear that because 45 people died again, you know, since then, because this regime just shooting them. And these innocent people, they're just asking for their rights. They're asking for freedom. You know, like, I mean, freedom is something which is, I think, in Canada we are taking granted. But, you know, those countries, they all they need is free to express their opinion, free to choose their clothing, free to where they go, free to what book they read, you know. And these are very important basic human rights, which they have been denied. And when denied, that's what the people came out with. And that was the kind of thing which bring them out. You know, it is not the only thing that happened. You know, the people are frustrated and something happened. It's like they're coming out.
Fred, do you visit Iran frequently, or you have totally stopped going there?
No, I cannot visit. I've been in Canada for past 50 years, and when last my visit to Iran was 38 years ago, which my brother was in a prison again. He was in prison because of his political activity. He did nothing wrong. He just wanted to express his opinion.
They won't allow you to go there, don't give you a visa, no, or you are afraid
No, I cannot go. And even 38 years ago, when I went, I was banned to return to Canada for 3 months, you know. So they were asking me questions, you know. At the moment, if I go, for sure, they are going to arrest me. For sure, there's no question.
You know, we know about Jasmine Revolution, the things that happened in Tunisia and many other countries. Things happen. People revolt, people go in huge protests and all that, but eventually they settle down. Where do you see the end to this recent activity in Iran? Do you think it'll settle down eventually?
I don't think it will. First of all, Iran is a very, very important country in a region, you know, with the 80 million people, with the history, you know, and it's very a rich country. And people are right now, the people are hungry. Can you ask? Can you understand people with so much resources, so much oil, to be poor and hungry and different between classes? You know, it's a huge gap between classes. And then the people who have money, most of them are crop money, like people who are affiliated with this regime, and they do like a fraud. They do the different type of, how can I say? You know, they are involved in kind of money laundering. I don't know what, but you know what is very important for us in Canada. I'll tell you what is very important here. They are coming to Canada, and Canadian government allowing them to come to Canada because they have money. They have like millions, billions. They come here. So why they should be allowed to come to Canada?
So when our Prime Minister says that we're going to sanction them and dozens of institutions and entities, they don't mean anything.
Telling them, I hope they do that. But they're coming here. You know, like they're coming. We know many of them in Vancouver, in Toronto, in Saskatchewan.
Who are they? Farm. When you say they are coming, who are they?
What I mean, people which are affiliated with the regime.
Oh.
People affiliated with the regime. People who are affiliated with this killing of that innocent woman.
Recently, Fred, there was an issue of a soccer team coming to Vancouver. Do you think those kind of activities should be opposed as well?
Yes, no, those should be activity, you know, like in the soccer team, yes, was banned to come here to play with Canadian team, you know, like, I mean, yes, because the thing is the country with so much abuse of the human being should not be allowed to do anything, you know, the thing is now the same soccer player have been coming and voicing their opposition to the regime. Now they are. Like I think from that team, 5 or 6 of them right now, they said we don't even want to play with the with the national team of Iran because they are corrupt, you know, like a corruption. There's so much corruption going on in that country. And I said, I'm so much afraid of these people we had associated with that regime with the huge money coming here. And I don't understand why Canadian government should allow them to come here. They are here in West Vancouver. In you know, they have like $10 million houses. They have a manufacturing. They are investing in processing, in food processing. They are buying a huge farm in Saskatchewan and Alberta and Manitoba. They are doing so
Canada,
much money there.
Your allegation is that Canada is welcoming the rich, but...
Not the rich. I'm not talking about rich. Rich is different, funny. They are kind crop. People are cropped and people are...
Okay. So you know, let's conclude, Fred. Let's conclude this thing, this conversation. Tell us the scale of the protests. Is it limited to a certain area or this is happening all over Iran?
Iran? No, in Iran has been, I heard about 80 cities and villages. 80, not... But obviously the capital, which is Tehran, have been many, even in Tehran, they have been in many areas of the Tehran. Like they have been, they said they have been about 15 areas. I follow that. I follow the news. And they
inflation. Inflation is one reason probably. That, of course, killing of this woman, allegation that this woman died because of the morality police, they treated her very badly. And other than that, 52.5% inflation is the reason, maybe?
For sure. There's not only one reason. You know, like, I mean, it is not one reason. This one made the people, this is kind of, you know, how excuses to make the people to come out to be outrageous. Because that was really, really, I think, bad crime. Myself, you know, last week I went to New York because there was a big protest in New York. UN assembly, you know, was held in New York. As you know, the UN is in New York. And that Ebrahim Raisi, which is the president of Iran, he was coming there. And I went, and many people went there to protest to say, how can you allow a criminal like him to come and have a speech in UN? He is telling everything lies. He's lying. And he did a very obvious lie. You know, he says, no, hijab is, you know, hijab is what the people are choosing in Iran. Then Christian Amanpour, a CNN reporter wanted to interview him, and he agreed to be interviewed. But then he said, I'm not going to wear hijab. I said, no, I'm not going to interview with you because you are not wearing hijab. See how lie. He said, So, I mean, that was all over. He says it is a choice. Then when a CNN reporter wants to interview her, interview him, and he says, you have to wear hijab. She doesn't believe hijab. She is not even Muslim. You know, why you're asking her to wear hijab? I mean, and this guy is a criminal himself. He is the one who, that 38 years ago, when my brother was in prison, he was the prosecutor. He ordered execution of my brother, and he's coming to U.S. And only he has sixth grade education.
Very, very sad doctor. State of affairs, Fred. I want to thank you for your time, sir, and we'll be in touch with you.
One last thing. Mm-hmm. Please, Canadian government, ask your government, don't allow this kind of people come to Canada, because they make Canada like Iran too.
They should be stopped.
They should not come in here.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you very much for your time today.
They should not come here because they have money. And that is crop money. They are not rich by,
thank
by,
you.
By any other means. This is crop money.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
This is Sherry Punjab Radio, AM 600, Vancouver.